This podcast contains explicit language.
And spoilers, only if you suck. This is Dave.
Carlos.
Two Fat Guys Talk Games, episode, New Year's edition.
Episode 27, where we talk about the new year. Happy New Year! Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Everybody shut up for a second. New Year's predictions. Prediction the first. The PlayStation 4 will cost $350.
False, because that would actually be a good price.
What do you think it'll cost?
Based off of what they're already talking about, I think we're going to see another PlayStation 3 bullshit. I'm saying PlayStation 4 will run between $550 and $700 off the truck.
Every new system is going to be $500 to $700, and then it never is.
No, I don't. No, wrong. PlayStation 1 was running that cost when it came out. PlayStation 2, Jesus, it was that fucking high.
I don't think the PlayStation 2 was $500 on release.
That's what it cost me.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have gotten your PlayStation 2 from that crack dealer.
That was from I guess EB Games would be that crack dealer, wouldn't
maybe
it?
Maybe they are. We do live in Canada, where everything is marked up by 1,000%.
I am going to say that it's pretty much guaranteed the PlayStation 4 will be more expensive than the Xbox 720.
That it probably will be. Your turn, predict.
New Mario game.
No doubt. Will it be Mario Galaxy 3, Mario Universe, or Mario Dimensions?
I don't know if those are actual titles, but
I'm making all of them up.
Mario Universe, that would be interesting, though. If, let's face it, Mario Galaxy would just be Mario Galaxy 3.
It would just be Mario Galaxy 3. Mario Galaxy 3 would be a safe bet.
Yeah, especially seeing as a lot of hardcore gamers weren't impressed with New Super Mario Bros. Wii U 2 Super Deluxe.
The correct
pick your
title
pocket edition
is Champion Edition Third Strike Turbo.
Gotcha.
Mario Dimensions, alternate reality versions of Mario.
That'd be kind of neat. That would actually require some imagination on the people at Nintendo.
They would come full circle because they'd be doing what the original Super Mario Bros. Super Show did. Mario in James Bond Land, Mario in Zorro Land. That would be kind of interesting. I think I'd like to play that 3D Mario.
I think it would have a lot of different ways to do things. Even if it wasn't alternate dimensions like that, if it was alternate Mario dimensions. Imagine going to a world where Mario was the bad guy and Bowser was the good guy.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, that's cliche as all hell.
Who cares, man?
But that would be awesome.
That would be great.
I think we had that. I think it was called Mario RPG at one point.
Well, Bowser always goes to your side when there's an even bigger threat to deal with.
Of course.
He's like Eggman in that fashion. Prediction the third. We will see a trailer for the new Smash game. It will excite everyone except Carlos.
And Dave. Well, I will go with this.
The running news is that Namco is designing the next one.
That's what it sounds like.
If they get Namco's fighting game division to design it, we might actually see something that maybe is fit to kiss PlayStation All-Stars' ass. And by that I mean PlayStation All-Stars' ass is just way better than anything Nintendo could make.
However,
love that game, PlayStation All-Stars.
I'm going to shoot down that a little bit. Dickhead, who was in charge of the first two, is still in charge of the next one.
Sakurai
is still there, large in charge.
Fuck that guy. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale is a great game, and everyone needs to play it.
Okay.
I'll need to bring it over here one day, like I keep saying I will and never do.
I'm not holding my breath.
Of course not.
No, it doesn't work.
Good.
Prediction number four. BioShock 3.
Infinite.
Will be delayed once again.
Until?
June.
Of what year?
Yes.
Man, I hope that Elizabeth Chick's breast size gets a little bigger, because she's not showing off enough breasts. She's only showing off 80% boob, and we need to get that closer to 82.5%.
Either that, or they'll redesign her character so that she has almost no boob.
They better not, because that's the only reason I ever look at BioShock Infinite artwork.
You suck.
I know. That's what I do. Prediction number five. The Xbox 720 will B.
You didn't think that out at all.
No, I had something and then I lost it. Right, I remember what it was. Prediction number 5. The Xbox 720 will, unlike the Xbox, only have a 20% failure rate.
I can accept this.
Also, the system will not red ring in order for Microsoft to not have to fix it. They'll try to shift all the blame on the user.
Yeah, no, I believe that from Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Prediction number 6.
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox 720 will use the Metro-style interface from their cell phones and their... Well, and the Xbox as it is right now, but it'll be even worse, much like Windows 8.
Windows 8 sounds like a blast, I gotta tell you. Prediction number... What are we on?
Next prediction.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck numbering. Numbers are for sissies. Next prediction. Microsoft will release a new version of Windows that is like Windows 8, but with all the mistakes removed, like Vista and ME.
Absolutely. It's called Windows 9.
Windows 9. Windows 8.
They're already working on it.
I hope they call it Windows 8.11. Or even better, Windows 3.112.
Oh, God. No. Back on to games, however. Nintendo will institute measures that make sure that its online capabilities are in no way good.
I thought they did that already.
Well, so far, it doesn't really have online at all. So.
I suppose not. Next prediction, there will be a new Zelda Four Swords for the Wii U where everyone has to bring their own gamepad.
You know, that one I'm going to disagree with.
Sub-prediction, similar game, everyone has to bring their own 3DS.
Ooh. See,
there's precedent for this.
You lost me at the first one because we know that it can't support more than one right now and maximum of two in the future. So I'll give you the 3DS one because, yes, there is a precedent to it. Okay, getting rid of the whole prediction thing. Let's just talk about things we think are going to happen.
Next prediction, Steambox is going to be awesome.
We'll see. People like me don't need Steambox.
Neither do I. I have a Mac Pro with 10 gigs of RAM, a fairly good video card still, 8 fucking cores.
And yet you still haven't put the output to your TV.
That runs OS 10 and Windows 7, so I can run Steam just fine on both OSs from where I'm at. But it still will be nice because Steam is such a great service, and having a Steam console, you know, there are a lot of people who would just jump all over that, who don't currently have gaming computers. And if enough games are compatible with the Steam console, holy shit, that would be... It's not really a console, it's supposed to be a custom PC, right? So,
yeah.
Still, that would be pretty cool. The Steam... So, Steam sale's on now. Have you tried the big picture mode yet?
No.
I have. I tried big picture mode. It's like an Xbox or PS3 interface for your Steam, and it's gamepad controllable. It's okay.
Ultimately, just for our listeners, I don't need to bother with any of that stuff because my computer is about 5 feet away tops from my actual TV, so I just run an HDMI cable, and we're currently recording watching Audacity's bar go across, so I don't have to worry about any of that nonsense of big screen stuff and everything else. I just use my 51-inch TV to beautifully play all my games.
Prediction, Dave is an asshole.
No.
Oh. Prediction, David will die sometime this year. Maybe right now. And he's stabbed with my USB stick.
Yeah. Ineffective.
Ineffective. Miss. You're bleeding on the floor. Zero. Miss. Zero.
Yeah.
I remember in Legend of Dragoon where poor Shauna, we were fighting that one boss, and fucking boss uppercut Shauna into the air, and then did an air combo on her, and then axe kicked her to the ground, and then she very slowly got up like she was really hurt. Miss. Miss.
Well.
Miss!
A number of attacks.
Didn't look like it missed.
A number of super attacks on Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII. You destroyed a planet in his face. Miss. Fuck off.
Sean is like, ow. Oh, it's a good thing that didn't hurt, apparently. And Sephiroth's like, oh, God, that planet. Miss, though.
Okay.
That's like the Death Star destroying Alderaan. It's an asteroid belt. They heard all the screams across the force. Miss. Sorry, Alderaan technically evaded that super laser.
And then doesn't reassemble.
Yeah.
I think next year is going to be an interesting year for MMOs in particular. We have really seen the past 2 years the slow and agonizing death of the pay-to-play scenario, the subscription model. If anything, Guild Wars 2 has proven that you can have a very successful game that can be updated frequently with actual updates and unique events, Blizzard, and still succeed based off of microtransactions that are not pay to win.
Yeah, it's free to play, except you have to pay the initial cost for the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, we're also seeing other companies move their games to the freemium, as they call it.
Freemium model.
Model. However, I will call out one game in particular for doing it completely wrong. BioWare and EA's Old Republic. What the fuck were you guys thinking?
Prediction. I'll be able to play the full game free by the end of this year.
By the end of 2013, if it survives that long. I mean, their freemium version of it limits you so badly. It's just a kick to the nuts. Ultimately, what they should have done is just like the Secret World. Buy the game, you get to play the game. Here's a whole bunch of cosmetic shit you gotta buy otherwise. But no, they have said, okay, well, we're gonna give everybody the free game. I think. Isn't it just download now?
Now that
I think about it, do you still have to buy the game?
You don't have to buy the game anymore, but paying the subscription... Actually, I'm not sure if you have to buy the game. But paying the subscription gets you, you know, a proper account, whereas not paying it puts limits on you. And that's the wrong way to do that.
Ridiculous limits, too.
If WoW goes free-to-play, the best thing for them to do is make their current feature set the free one and give subscribers even more perks on top of that. Like the mobile auction house and all that fun stuff. Maybe more raid lockouts.
Yeah, Old Republic is just download the game and play for free. And that's a big problem is, I mean, for myself, I loved playing the spaceship stuff. In fact, I would say I spent more hours doing that than I did playing the actual game. And what am I limited to without paying a subscription fee? One per night. Fuck you. I'm going elsewhere. The Secret World.
Prediction. Dave is going elsewhere.
True. Confirmed. Put a stamp on that sucker. Secret World. That was another one I was surprised to go free to play so quickly. It kind of had to, though, because I jumped ship back in July or August, and I was enjoying the game, but I wasn't going to pay for that. And at the time, I was paying for WoW, which, prediction, more people are going to leave WoW.
No doubt.
In the dust.
Indeed.
Neither you nor I got Pandaria.
That's correct.
And this was a good thing.
We
left WoW, and it was good.
I still read up on the story things because I'm interested in how the war is going down. If my prediction that the factions are going to join at the end of Pandaria against a new playable Legion faction is going to come true, which is what's going to happen. And if Anduin Rin is going to get a honey, and if that honey is a panda, and they have freaky panda sex. Prediction, Carlos is going to weird out Dave.
Confirmed! You fucking weirdo.
You're just a fucking racist. What the hell is wrong?
Speciesist.
Here's the thing. Pandaren are a sentient humanoid species.
They're still a different species.
If I want to fuck a humanoid panda species' vagina, a consenting humanoid panda species' vagina, what the hell am I talking about? Prediction. Carlos doesn't know what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
David.
MMOs.
David, you do not want to fuck my daughter's panda pussy? Why, you know, a fucker panda pussy? What accent is that, Carlos?
Yours. Just yours.
Prediction. Carlos is going to feel great shame.
Yes. Confirmed. Not really, but confirmed. But yeah, MMOs are going to be a definite weird thing this year. A lot of freemium games are coming out. Even ones on Steam that I'm noticing that supposedly all my friends have downloaded. Good one, Steam, for lying to me. Other than that, I think we're going to see a much smaller pool of games available. And, yeah, some will succeed, some will fail, as all games do. I think we're going to see a lower number of shooters this year.
Shoot-em-ups or first-person
shooters? First-person
shooters.
I think we're going to see a reduction in them, not because of the recent tragedy or anything else, but our game worlds are being saturated with first-person shooters, and I'll admit, I'm kind of getting sick of them.
I wrote a Bitmob article about how the first-person shooter genre is flexible, and what I'd like to see, what I'll predict too, is more variation on FPSs. So let's get an FPS where in a mystical elven land, a dude gets some kind of weird Edgar-esque magical auto-crossbow, and you have to FPS your way through orcish strongholds. That'd be interesting.
Been done.
Okay, don't fucking ruin this for me. Prediction, Dave's gonna fucking ruin this for me.
Confirmed.
Like, let's get some variation. I keep saying how cool it would be if someone modded all of Chrono Trigger into Doom. Like, if Chrono Trigger was an FPS, yes, Chrono Sword's gonna have to shoot shockwaves. That's just gonna have to be how it works. But that'd be so cool.
I don't think so, but...
Yeah, what do you do? So more variation
I think we're going to see less of them.
Less FPSs, yep, from typical FPS
devs. Except, I'm going to make an exception here. We're going to see a new Halo in late 2013, earlier 2014.
Okay, that's prediction.
We're going to see many, many shooters based off of Call of Duty and Medal of Honor. I do believe we're supposed to see another Unreal/Quake game this year.
Interesting. I need to play Quake 4. I never played Quake 4, and I wanted to.
It was okay.
All right. The other predictions. I predict that we are going to see Final Fantasy XV's announcement. They're finally going to stop making Final Fantasy XIII sequels. They're going to launch shitty new Final Fantasy XIV to replace shitty old Final Fantasy XIV. And there will be some announcement of Final Fantasy XV. And I'm predicting, even though I fell out of love with this series, we're going to see the announcement of Kingdom Hearts 3. Will it be released this year? No. But it will be announced.
I don't think we're going to hear of Kingdom Hearts 3 this year. Simply because we're going to hear about... I'm hoping to hear the announcement of Kingdom Hearts 1.5 getting a North American release. Followed by 2.5.
Oh, you mean the final mixes?
Yes.
Okay.
The ones that are now coming out in Japan. That are getting the graphical updates.
Yeah. Fuck that series.
I'm still a fan of it, so whatever. But I think we're going to hear about that first. And once those games have come out again in Japan, and not probably quite here yet, then we'll hear of a Kingdom Hearts 3. Because it's about fucking time.
Gotcha.
What I do think we're going to see from Square, at least if somebody actually has a brain cell turn on, is that they're going to start leveraging their old titles a little bit more. I mean, yes, we're getting Dragon Quest X from the Enix side of things. There's an online MMO for Wii U. Personally, even as a Dragon Quest fan, Dragon Warrior, I hope it falls flat on its face because, quite frankly, it should. Probably not in Japan, but out here, if it comes out, it will. Much like the Dragon Ball one. However, I do think we'll hear of an actual Dragon Quest game, single player, non-MMO for the Wii U. Hopefully without motion controls.
Usually good thing.
It's kind of weird. You know my dislike of games that should have gone to console going to the portable game systems, 3DS or Vita. I'm kind of glad these days when I hear it's going to the Vita or the 3DS rather than the Wii or Wii U. Because it means limited motion controls.
If any.
Fucking A.
There are quite a few DS titles that
don't use it at all.
The stylus, yeah, on you. And quite
a couple ones that did that were fantastic. Like, a call out to Square for fucking over those of us that like The World Ends With You. Thanks for that frickin' social game that's coming out for the game universe, you cock-sucking motherfuckers.
I never gave a shit about The World Ends With You, so I don't care.
Another call out to game companies for giving us social games instead of fucking real games. I mean you, Capcom, you cocksuckers.
Prediction, more bullshit grinding elements in our games. So instead of having all the characters unlocked and letting us play the game, we're going to have to quote-unquote earn more by grinding it out. Even though we paid for them already.
That's been a staple for years, so that's just a pure confirm.
I'm just saying that it's going to happen more of. And prediction, David Serlin is going to make a Kickstarter for another project that I'm going to support.
Probably.
Shoutouts to our Lord and Savior, David Serlin.
Probably, because you're a Serlin whore.
I am not a Serlin whore.
Yes, you are.
Look, just because...
He comes into the room, you bend over and take it like a bitch.
Just because I would lap up his penis... With
enough said.
Oh God, David Serlin. This is going to be the one podcast of mine he listens to. The one podcast. Oh God, Freudian slip. The one podcast of ours. Of ours. I'm not trying to take this over. This has been Carlos.
What the fuck are you doing?
And only Carlos.
Yeah, we're not ending it there, buddy.
Too fat guy talk game. Prediction: Dave's not gonna be heard from ever again. Stab you.
You couldn't take me on my worst day.
I couldn't take you out back and...
Yeah, just end there.
Fuck your thing with my thing. What?
Okay, he's not drunk, but he should... The way he's should be.
I don't drink, people. This is me sober.
That's a scary thought for all you listeners out there.
Prediction, 2013 will be the year that I finally finish Arkham Asylum.
Oh God! Now that's amusing. Not likely. Hang on, gonna shake my magic eight ball, my invisible one. It's laughing, still spinning, laughing, laughing. Signs point to give me a break. Sorry, it doesn't look good, Carlos.
Prediction: bad eight ball joke. Oh wait, sorry, that's not a prediction.
That's a guaranteed.
That's a guaranteed.
Other than the reduction in shooters, the MMO stuff, this is going to be a very... I'm predicting a very lean year on games, to be honest. Because we are coming into a period where they're already saying we're not going to see the new systems until late 2013. Very few game companies are going to jump up and start doing games for the last generation. So I think we're looking at a very lean year for new announcements until the new systems hit.
Prediction.
That being said, let me take that back to a certain point, because we're going to start hearing about launch titles for the new systems, but as far as announcements for anything other than PC, Vita, and 3DS, other than brand new games for the new systems, I think we're going to hear only about Wii U games. And seeing as they've basically given us the calendar for the next 6 months... We're in for a pretty shitty year. That's my prediction.
Oh, gotcha.
We've got a bunch of already announced games that are coming out for the old system. Stuff like what I think is going to be another delayed BioShock Infinite, kick-ass RPG coming out for the PlayStation 3 in January. That's that
What's the title, Dave? Oh. Prediction: Dave's going to get this title wrong.
Prediction confirmed. I pre-ordered
this. Ni No Kuni.
Okay. Awesome job. Well, what's the subtitle to it, Carlos?
Wrath of the White Witch or something.
Fuck,
I don't fucking know.
Got it. Yeah, it looks like an awesome one. I didn't bother playing the demo because I didn't want to bother.
Even friend of the show Shane wants to get the game. And friend of the show Shane doesn't give two shits about JRPGs.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. It's animated by the... Oh, for...
Hayao Miyazaki.
Thank you. I would never say the first part. I just said Miyazaki, who I will support in many of his endeavors. In fact, I just bought the hardcover Nausicaa box set from Amazon. But I enjoy his art style. I enjoy even the worst of his animated features I thought were at least decent. Most of them, I think, are just great. So that's what I'm looking forward to, but... There really is not a lot coming out that I've seen announced for any of the systems that I'm impressed with.
Let's do predictions we hope come true.
Hmm.
I'll start.
Sure.
Nintendo and Sega released new versions of their old systems so that all these homebrew titles that people are releasing physical copies of have a home, and we get new 8 and 16-bit games.
Okay, there's predictions, and then there's just...
These are wishlist predictions. They can be out, they can be right out there. For example, if you want me to wishlist predict something, Steampunk Zelda or Cyberpunk Zelda, either one.
Yeah, now we're going into fantasy.
A sequel to Final Fantasy VI made by Obsidian Entertainment.
Sounds good, but again, we're talking
a remake real
of fantasy here.
A remake of Chrono Trigger made by Obsidian or BioWare, where Shala joins you and you get to customize your main character.
Yeah, see, we're talking complete utter fantasy here.
Dude, of course! That's the point. Why don't you stop being an asshole, prediction being an asshole, and start giving me your wish list. Prediction, Dave's about to give us a wish list.
Well, I could, I'd like to see a true Lunar 3.
Instead of a shitty Lunar prequel on the DS?
Yeah.
What was wrong with that game? Or Lunar getting re-released on the iPhone? Lunar's going to get re-released 5 more times before you see a Lunar
well,
sequel.
The bottom line is I've played the one that the re-released copy that's on the DS, the PSP, the iPhone. Give me the good old Working Designs Lunar box sets in the PS1.
Working Designs is done, Dave.
Hey, if we're talking wish list,
yeah, you're right.
Give me a Working Designs built and created Lunar 3. Fuck yeah!
Well, what you want is a Game Arts built Lunar 3 and a Working Designs translated Lunar 3.
A new Grandia game.
Also Game Arts.
Yep.
Guess who they're owned by now? A little outfit known as Square Enix. Grandia 3 was published under Square Enix.
God damn it.
Grandia 3 was pretty fun. I went through that game horribly underleveled.
Sorry. No, Grandia 3 was still a fun game. It was Grandia...
Extreme?
Extreme. That was a piece of shit.
That was released before 3.
Yeah,
3 came out after.
That's why I had very little hope for Grandia 3, but it turned out to be...
Grandia 3 was pretty decent, even though it totally copied every theme from Grandia 1.
Oh, totally. I'd also like to see a true back-to-roots Breath of Fire game.
Did you take that Capcom survey recently?
I did. I did put in there that Breath of Fire was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I made it very specific to the games that I was targeting for everything. So I didn't put that Resident Evil was a favorite. Mm-hmm. Though, granted, only one Resident Evil game is my favorite. Four. The one only good game. I didn't even put Street Fighter as a favorite. Because, well, really? I play it, but it's not...
Street Fighter is not your favorite. Why would you put it?
But yeah, no, I filled out the survey, and it was, there was no additional Breath of Fire thing. Oh, I did put Darksiders on there.
Here's a wish list. Some independent dev or publisher with money snaps up Skullgirls, and we get to see all the DLC and shit for it that
right now
is up in the air.
We still may.
Here's another one. Someone funds David Serlin's fucking 2D fighting Fantasy Strike game. It'll be me if I sell a script or 8. Shout out to our Lord and Savior David Serlin.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
God,
your dick off.
God, I love David Serlin.
Get your mouth off his dick.
Possibly homo on no homo.
Well, based on that survey, the survey I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, was a Capcom-based survey on where your interests lie on future development and past development on Capcom. Now,
actually, they want to know what games they should release on digital services.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering about the survey, go to shoryuken.com or to capcom-unity.com, where you can find the link to it. You don't have to sign up. It's just a SurveyMonkey survey where they ask about games and what you want to see released on digital services, like if you'd rather have remakes or new titles or new franchises entirely.
Which is interesting, because on the page it came up from Mega Man and Mega Man X, Solo, I put one as maybe. Like, 1 through 10 was maybe, Collection, sure, same thing with X. But in the blank, I made it quite clear that individually, I would buy each one of these games. They gave them the treatment of either the Mega Man X1 or Maverick Hunter, rather, for PSP.
Mm-hmm.
I would buy them separately or as a collection, as long as it got that treatment. Same thing for Mega Man 1 through 10. If they did it the same way as they did the PSP version,
Mega Man Powered Up.
Powered Up, I would buy them singly and in a collection. But that there's no way if they just ported over, you know, X2 through whatever. If it's just a plain port, fuck you.
I would like...
Because I know they'd overcharge me, and there's no way.
I would like enhanced ports.
Yes.
In a collection. So, enhanced, for example...
not just a port.
So, for example, Mega Man X4 with widescreen support, actual widescreen support, so they actually extend the play field to make it proper widescreen, not just try to fool your eye by widening Zero's stomach. Retranslated, revoice acted, and with an optional Axel mode where the storyline is he's playing out these events in a simulator in the future or something.
I don't think I need Axel.
No, I'm okay. We're talking about enhanced ports.
Yeah.
So give me the option. Or you don't want that? Fine. X-Zero two-player mode. I wanted a two-player X-Zero Mega Man X for ages. I'm Zero. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Zero, all right.
Prediction. Dave is going to pick X and like it.
Prediction. Blow me.
It can be Zero and Axel. That way everyone's happy. Nobody likes X.
I'd also like to see another game in the Dark Cloud series.
Monica had nice boobs in that game.
We're going to have another Star Ocean here soon.
God.
We're going to have another Persona game.
Yeah, that one's okay.
The Tales games are never going to end.
I hope the next Persona game takes place outside Japan. I'm not saying it has to take place in Edmonton. I'm just saying it'd be nice if it took place in, I don't know, fucking, Berlin. Or some non-traditional Persona locale.
Won't happen, because that's where it's always been held.
And the Persona series is a little chauvinistic. I remember that description for that broadsword. It's, like, really sharp for a Western sword. People think katanas are super weapons. They are not super weapons.
No, they're not.
They're chip-prone pieces of crap. Prediction, more you jackass weeaboos are gonna want katanas.
I'd like to see some better RPGs, traditional RPGs. I'd love to see another Mercenaries game.
MechWarrior Mercenaries?
Yes, that will never happen. I'm just talking, there was the Mercenaries games, 1 and 2.
I don't know what those are.
Okay, it was a third-person shooter, and it was basically you were dropped into, the first one was into Korea, and you were a merc working for different groups to make money and take out certain targets. Military targets, you could actually buy different types of weapons, explosives, as well as ammo drops and stuff like that. Awesome game for part one. Two wasn't as good, but the studio that actually made them no longer exists. So, unfortunately, I doubt we'll ever see another game quite in that pandemic. That was it.
Pandemic? Okay.
Yeah. They're no longer with us, so...
They're no longer with us.
Well, there's a lot of studios that are no longer with us that were good.
Yeah, a bunch of them went bankrupt and...
Well, bankrupt or bought by other ones and just basically shut down.
Did you ever think THQ was going to go bankrupt?
Well, THQ may be in bankruptcy, but they've found funding to keep themselves alive, so a lot of their games are still coming out.
That THQ bundle on Steam is such a value. $25 for all of those? That is a ridiculous value.
So is that humble indie bundle for THQ.
Indeed.
That was pretty good as well. I also wouldn't mind seeing another Dot Hack game, to be honest.
Oh, Dot Hack.
I enjoyed the actual gameplay to it. The story was kind of shitty. We're going to see another StarCraft next year. We're going to see the expansion to Diablo 3. That's a prediction right there.
Oh, yeah. Prediction, Diablo 3 expansion. Prediction, we will hear news of the next WoW expansion.
Oh, guaranteed. We'll also see...
Will we finally see Blizzard's much-hidden Titan? Titan is the title.
I think we're going to start seeing details on that, yes, because Blizzard is, if anything, aware of how much they're falling from grace. So they're going to have to start showing a new project here soon. I think Titan's going to be a space-based MMO myself.
I have no doubt it's going to be space-based. I kind of want to see what happens. Prediction, more and more MMOs drop servers, and it's all going to be intelligent instances with one persistent overall world.
Probably. We're going to see an expansion from Guild Wars in 2013.
Prediction.
Guaranteed.
Guild Wars 2, great game. I have unfairly not given it enough attention, and I need to do that more.
Other than that, I mean, we're not going to see another Mass Effect for about 2 years, I'm guessing.
Oh, we'll definitely see Rocksteady's Superman game.
Think so?
I think we'll see something about it this year.
Well, we can hope.
We'll see news. I'm not saying it'll be released or nothing.
Oh, here's a prediction. If Rocksteady goes ahead and makes a prequel Batman game, it won't be as good as the originals.
I thought Rocksteady was not going to make another Batman. I thought that's the thing, they were going to make Superman.
Is that how it went?
You know what? I don't know. I might be talking out my ass, so maybe I won't say anything more.
We're going to see more MMOs die in the bug zapper of life.
Prediction.
Conan will finally shut down this year.
Age of Conan?
Yes.
Prediction. Awesome, underrated, and underknown comic Strangers in Paradise will spawn an Arc System Works fighting game.
No.
I'm going to Kachu Roman cancel lesbian slide into...
Just stop.
What am I fighting for?
Just stop. Please.
Strangers in Paradise is a great comic that everybody should read. Go fucking read it if you haven't. It has lesbians. What more do you fucking want?
Okay, I think we pretty much...
yeah, I think I'm running out of ideas.
Into the ground. I'm sure there's other predictions I could make, but you know something? Last prediction for me, we will see another Sonic game.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a given. Here's my wish.
I'm not going to say, the wish is that's a good one.
here's my wish list for that. The developers of the Spider-Man open world games are put in charge of a Knuckles and Tails Chaotix Detective Agency open world roaming Detective Agency city game.
Not going to happen.
People are like, hey, Knuckles, my bitch is hoarding all my monies from me. You want to use your treasure hunting to get that bitch money? And Knuckles will be, good sir, I do not know what you are talking about. And he's like, come on, Knuckles, don't be swag. You got that rap crew following you everywhere. I know you're into it. I know you're into it. Then his rap crew kind of does something funny.
Please, no, stop hurting my head.
Unlike what I'm doing right now.
Stop hurting my head.
Not even remotely funny at all.
Yes, please just shut up.
All right.
Skies of Arcadia re-release.
Prediction or wish?
Both.
Okay.
I think we're
Skies of Arcadia is the awesomest JRPG ever. Seriously.
I won't agree with that completely.
It's a little too easy, which is about its only flaw.
I think next year, because of the glut in games, we're going to see a lot of titles released, a la why Capcom is doing that survey. I think 2013 will be the year of re-releases.
2013 prediction. 2013, year of re-releases.
And it would actually make a lot of sense. I think we'll see Final Fantasy 3/6, depending on where you live. We'll finally see a new version of that, whether it be for the 3DS, though if Square really wants to make some money off that sucker, they'll do it on Xbox Live /PSN.
Give it to BioWare or Obsidian. I'm serious.
I'm not talking a re-release, I'm talking a complete port.
Yeah, give it to BioWare or Obsidian. I'm serious.
No.
Do it. Give it to BioWare and Obsidian, say, remake this game.
Again, I'm talking porting, not a re-release, as in, they're not going to do it, Carlos.
Give it to BioWare or Obsidian.
It's not going to happen.
And go...
Your whole Zelda FPS is not going to happen.
Remake a Japanese game. We Japanese do not like FF6. It is so bad. We like FF7 and 4 because we are stupid. We let you remake this game.
So, you've just insulted a good half the planet.
I don't care. They hate the best one, and it pisses me off.
You think FF7 will finally be redone?
Didn't they want to do FF10? Isn't that what I've heard?
Well, they want to do FF10, but we've seen no forward progression on that. And granted, they did make the comment that the day they do Final Fantasy VII is the day that Final Fantasy is done, like a bunch of stupid fucking retards.
I know, because they think that's the best one. Honestly, they think that high school fan fiction piece of shit is the best one. You know what might be interesting? FF7 2. They finally do a proper sequel to it.
I think the fans would even accept that at this point, though it would have to be after Advent Core.
Children.
And all those... Advent Children.
Dirge of Cerberus.
Dirge of Cerberus. Everything else.
Well, yeah, isn't that Gak-looking motherfucker the new villain?
Yes!
I know this. And he's voiced by Gakt. Because Japanese people think Gakt is good.
Dun, dun, dun.
Gakt.
This has been Dave.
When I saw that stupid spazzy motherfucker gyrating in that video I had to review for Pop Culture Shock, I was like, what is this shit? And Carlos.
And Dave again. Two fat guys talk games. Predictions for 2013.
Yep. Predicting that you're going to hear this episode end now. So, if you've liked what you heard, you want to leave us some feedback, you want to give us some criticism, whatever, our podcast site is tfgtg.blogspot.com, where you can also find the feed link and our YouTube channel.
You can also find us on Twitter at tfgtg. Yeah. There's no way to continue that. So,
no way to continue that sentence.
Please leave us some feedback. We accept good and bad. We will usually respond, seeing as we have such a small group.
We do have thousands of millions of followers, so we might not respond to you right away.
Sure, let's go with that.